Good evening. Welcome to the Evening News Roundup. Our top story, the coverage of unnecessary standoffs follows clashes between pro-democracy protesters and Mubarak loyalists in central Cairo. Journalists from around the world, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, they have been attacked. Some of their equipment have been stolen. It has become clear. It is getting very, very dangerous. We are now joining Al Jazeera English at this time. It is being reported by the New York Times that the United States is working on a proposal for Hosni Mubarak to resign. Let's listen live.
Let's fill you in on a line that we are hearing here at Al Jazeera. You may not have heard it there in the square. We're hearing that the Obama administration is discussing with Egyptian officials a plan for Mubarak to resign immediately for a temporary transitional government headed by the Vice President Suleiman to be put in its place. What's your reaction to that?
Well, we know that the American administration is pushing Mubarak to go, I think it's a good thing that the whole world is supporting us. But you know, this is not. It wasn't the beginning. It wasn't the first opinion of the American administration. We made them to do that. I mean, the people pushed the whole world to believe in us and to believe in our cause. So I think we did this. This result now, and we hope that really he resign, and we enter in a period that we can go to a transitional period. Then we go to the election and to elect our president.
Indeed, Nadine Shams, thanks very much for that update there from Liberation Square in the centre of Cairo. And let's cross over to Nick Spicer now for more on that news of the Obama administration discussing a plan to see the...
Ladies and gentlemen, we've just lost a live feed to Al Jazeera English momentarily. Please stand by, we'll get it back up to you. For our next news update is scheduled to be...
It says is that the Americans are talking with Egyptian officials and not talking with Hosni Mubarak about a transition which would see the Egyptian president step down and Omar Suleiman, the vice president, join two other men in a triumvirate, which would comprising also the defense minister and the head of the armed forces, and they would immediately set to revising the constitution to allow free and fair elections in September. However, the article online says that there are some obstacles to this, notably constitutional. It's not allowed in the Constitution for the vice president to take on the role of president. There are other legal obstacles. And then there's the big obstacle of what happens on the streets in Friday, particularly after Friday prayers in Cairo.
It was interesting there talking to Nadine Shams in Tahrir Square, her reaction. It's a good thing, but this is their doing, not the US's. Still a lot of skepticism, isn't it, towards Washington?
I think there's skepticism, and we also have to keep in mind that this news story, if that is, it can also be an attempt to kind of concentrate the mind of President Mubarak by making him think that the people around him are abandoning him. It could be true, it could not be true. Al Jazeera will be looking into this story as well, using our own sources. But for now, it's coming from the New York Times.
That's it for us for the moment, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of here. See you.